This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You're going to hear in about, two, maybe 2.5 minutes, that this was not a great day on the NASDAQ. The tech-heavy NASDAQ is the usual branding. Apple was the very lonely bright spot, up 0.8% or so. And I mention that because earlier this week, reports Bloomberg, Apple laid off about 100 contract-based recruiters. Meta, Amazon, which the rules say I have to tell you here is an underwriter of this program, Alphabet, Microsoft, and a bunch of others have let it be known that they are slowing down on hiring as well. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on tech for us today.
Up until this year, tech companies have been doing a lot of hiring. That's in part because the pandemic created a lot of demand for their products and services. Dan Ives is managing director at Wedbush Securities.
During the pandemic, the strong got stronger in tech, from an e-commerce, everyone sitting at home streaming, to software, to cloud.
But that started to change, depending on the type of tech company we're talking about, says J.P. Gounder at Forrester Research.
There are companies that legitimately have performance problems. There are companies that are simply being a little bit cautious and slowing things down.
Gounder says Netflix, for instance, is grappling with new competition, so it laid off about 450 employees. Other companies are worried about where the economy's headed, so they're slowing down hiring.
In an environment of economic uncertainty, even big companies will say, hey, let's wind down this particular part of our business because it's not successful, and we expect it to be even less successful if the economy slows.
Tech companies might also be expecting other businesses to slow down their spending. In other words, advertising revenue, says Carolina Milanese, a tech analyst with Creative Strategies.
Any social media platform or content platform, advertising is usually one of the things that companies kind of pull back on.
And after the hiring boom in tech over the last few years, Milanese says we should expect that pace to slow down. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.